brought to you by Penguin.
Ask Again, Yes. A novel by Mary Beth Keane. Read by Molly Pope.
For Owen and Emmett. Prologue, July 1973. Francis Gleason, tall and thin in his powder blue policeman's uniform, stepped out of the sun and into the shadow of the stocky stone building that was the station house of the 41st Precinct. A pair of pantyhose had been hung to dry on a fourth-floor fire escape near 167th, and while he waited for another rookie, a cop named Stanhope, Francis noted the perfect stillness of those gossamer legs, the delicate curve where the heel was meant to be. Another building had burned the night before, and Francis figured it was now like so many others in the 4-1. Nothing left but a hollowed-out shell and a blackened staircase within. The neighborhood kids had all watched it burn from the roofs and fire escapes where they'd drag their mattresses on that first truly hot day in June. Now, from a block away, Francis could hear them begging the firemen to leave just one hydrant open. He could imagine them hopping back and forth as the pavement grew hot again under their feet. He looked at his watch and back at the station house door and wondered where Stanhope could be. 88 degrees already and not even 10 o'clock in the morning. This was the great shock of America. Winters that would cut the face off a person. Summers that were as thick and as soggy as bogs.
"You whine like a narrow back,"
his Uncle Patsy had said to him that morning.